Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
So I got one to run by you guys, and I'm going to paraphrase, moving on, a conversation that I've been having with a Burt Show father now for the last couple of weeks. He wants to pay a teen girl to go out with his teen son. All right, hear me out for just one second. So again, I want to mix up enough of the details to where they can't be identified, but it goes something like this. So he reached out to me because he's heard me talk about my now 21-year-old son who's at SCAD. My son is an introvert. He'd rather be in the house. He would rather be watching anime. He doesn't interact a lot with girls or boys, really. He's just a real introvert, right? He's got his core group of friends, but outside of that, he didn't really socialize very much. So this dad is like, hey, I have a kid the same as you do, and here is my concern, because he's about to go to college, and he has never gone on a date with a girl, and he's like, I'm not even sure he's had many interactions with girls before. So his thought was, when his kid has been around at work functions with his dad and his mom, there's a teen girl that is a daughter of somebody in the office also, and they do seem to hit it off when they're with each other. His question was, can I ask a coworker if it would be okay if I would pay his daughter just to go on a date with my son? Now, she can never bring this up to my son, but I just want him to have some kind of interaction and go on a date before he goes to college. Would that be completely immoral? Should I do it or not?
It's not immoral. It's just a bad idea, because there's no way that's going to remain a secret. And then for me, it's like the risk versus the reward, and the risk is too high, because if he does find out that you paid off somebody, that could have like irreparable damage to his self-esteem.
Right. 1-855-BIRCHUM. My advice to him, and then I want to hear from you guys also, was that, dude, I got so stressed out over nothing. So stressed out over nothing. With worry that my kid, once he went to college and he was by himself, he was literally just going to be in his dorm room by himself. He was going to flunk out of school because counselors said that kids that don't have a lot of interaction, they're not going to be in school long enough. And he ended up going to college. He's been out with women, dudes hanging out also. His social life is fine. So I wouldn't do it, but I did find it an interesting question.
As an introvert, I know a lot of extroverts struggle with understanding that we're just fine. Like, this is just the way we operate. It does take a lot of time. Typically, you will grow into a better space socially, but it takes a lot of time. It took time with me. I have friends who are introverts. Same thing with them. But I think the worst thing you can do is try to pull them out of that space when they're not ready to be out of that space. And it's just too risky, because I agree with Kristen in that I just don't see that staying a secret. And if I found out that my dad paid somebody to go on a date with me,
That would be bad,
man.
really, it'd
be hard to forgive him for that one. Mm-hmm. I think that the risk is not worth the reward.
Yeah, I've seen this play out on the Disney Channel one too many times.
Oh, and
it never ends well. But also, I just don't even understand how you would approach this as the girl. So let's say you pay me $100 to take your son out. Like, what am I going to... I never talk to your son on like a frequent basis. Like, what am I going to do? Text him, hey, you want to go on a date? That's so random. Mm-hmm. I think parents need to learn to give up control, especially like if your kid is going off to college. Like I became a completely different person from when I was in high school to when I was in college, because that freedom and that separation from your home life and your family allows you to be more experimental and explore the different parts of who you are. And you may find that that freedom will either just, like your son, he's an introvert, but he's totally fine. Or he may end up branching out and he may find a lady. He may not.
Good morning, Bert Show. Is this Amar?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I think it's an incredibly bad idea. I mean, if his son finds that out, that would do irreparable damage to his self-esteem.
I know.
I feel like it's disrespectful to his son's social skills and social ability to put him in a situation like that.
Yeah, that's what Kristen was saying also, mm-hmm. Yeah. Here is Garrett, who has had this happen to him. Hey, Garrett, good morning.
Good morning. So I was in high school, a girl named Brooke I really liked a lot, and somebody paid her to date me, and it scarred me for a while when I went through high school.
Aww.
So I think it's a straight-up bad idea for somebody to do that to somebody else.
So who paid this person to go out with you, and how did you find out?
One of her friends.
Oh, man. So was it well-intended, or were they being mean?
Oh, they were being mean.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah, that sucks.
So
you want to believe that kind of stuff is in the movies right there. So did you call them out on it?
No, I just kind of let it go just because, I mean, it hurt my feelings too much.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to be embarrassed about it, and I didn't want people to find out.
Sure. Yeah, that's why I don't let go quickly. As an introvert, mm-hmm. Was it hard for you to date back in high school?
Nah.
My
come
on.
No, of course not. I was all right in that area.
All of this makes up for being an introvert.
He's an introvert, but not with the ladies. Yeah. He said I'm an introvert. I didn't say I was ugly.
I can turn it off and on when I need to.
Silly. It's a Bert Show.
The Bert Show.